Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is an aim to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang. You are listening to the Velvet Sounds of the Concrete Gang. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8:55 on your AM dial, community radio, 3CR. 50 years running and 50 years of 3CR. Good morning to the rest of the gang. Good morning, Three Trees.
Well, hello, hello.
You creep. Good morning, Sparrow. Good
morning.
And to whatever listeners we have left, sorry about that. Jeez, that was creepy as.
It was.
Creeped me out.
I'm going back to the old way, boys. We're not trying to mix it up anymore.
Look at the good morning Vietnam routine.
Yeah.
Just come in like a hammer.
What's been happening, lads, anyway?
Oh, we're just living the dream, mate, you know. Just trying to stay relevant in a harsh environment.
Feels like we've been. Yeah.
It's been a tough week, but we got there.
We got there. We've had a few big wins, a couple of losses, and a couple of draws.
Yeah.
If it was easy, everyone would be doing it.
That's it, you know. Yeah. We do have a roaming reporter down from the training centre. We got Liam on the line. Liam's going to... here you go, Liam.
Hey, good, mate.
What's been happening in the world of training? I know we've got some big movement on licensing the trades and all that sort of stuff. So what's happening, mate?
Yeah, a few years ago, there was an amendment to the Building Act that enabled trades to be licensed and companies to be registered. They've got a bit of money in the budget at the moment, and now we're going forward with it. I mean, we've been chasing this for 20 years, so it's finally the chickens are coming home to roost.
Because we've got it through the lower house, haven't we? We just hadn't got it through the upper house, and now with the state government has put aside a fair portion of money to make it happen.
Yeah, so in 2021, the draft regulations were sort of done. And it was talking about provisional licences and things like that. So what that means is obviously the people like myself who are qualified, you get the licence. The people, there's a couple of cohorts. There's some that may have started an apprenticeship but haven't finished because no one asks for your trade papers. So they might just have a few units they need to do. And then there's the cohort that are currently working that don't have any qualifications. So they'll have a provisional licence, and then we'll just work through that until we can get them RPL'd, or which was recognised for their prior learning, or something like that. You know.
So there's going to be no soldiers left behind. There's going to be a process to get. If you've been working as a form worker for years, all you got to do is show how long you've been doing it. Probably a little test, and then if you're short on one thing, we can get you trained up to do that one thing and get it kick on. You know what I mean?
100%. Yeah, no one will be left behind. And for our older members, I'd imagine they just extend the provisional licences for them. I mean, if you've got stuff like EWP or you've done some health and safety or other courses, they're actually in the in the trade qualification as well, so that all counts for it.
Yeah.
No one will be left behind.
I know we've been talking about it for a number of years, like you said, 20 years. There's been a lot of people within our union have been pushing for this forever, and you know we need to give a shout out to a few of those. I know Ann Duggan she's been a massive part of it. John Secker, I remember when I first started down here, John was pushing it. Mick and Liz and I think even Sean, and there was a heap of people that have pushed it for many number of years to get it to there.
And most recently Ann. Lisa Zanata and also Zach Smith.
It's been a big hill, and I think in our sector we'll be nation leading too, won't we? Because I don't think any of the other states have got it.
I'm not sure about that, but I don't think so. It's just in Vic at the moment.
It
gets up my nose that when people get inducted. I mean, a carpenter does 30, 40 units of competency. They do between 1130 hours. Plus a trade qualification, 4 years of reduced wages, and we don't even get asked whether we're
qualified or not.
They spend more time on traffic, traffic management. So,
and I know we're talking about carpenters, but we're really talking about a lot of other trades within our sector. We're talking about brickies. I think we're talking about waterproofers. There's a lot of other anything really in our sector. Welders, it's attached to apprenticeship as welders as well. You know, that's the metals, but anything that's attached with apprentice. A long-term apprenticeship should be licensed work. You know what I mean? And that's what we've been striving for. And it'll be, like I said, that's a game changer about protecting our work. And not even that, protecting the consumer as well. Because I've gone through it with my own house where shit's, not built properly. And, you hear about some of the horror stories of houses and horror stories of this and that. It's because, it's not licensed work. And people have been having a crack at doing it themselves. And some of, we used to have, and the government's got a lot to answer for. We used to have clerks of works on site. Me and Liam was actually talking about it yesterday on the phone. And when you're in housing, when I was a concreter, you used to have people come around and check the steel, you had the right distance of the box and all that. And you can actually see the quality of work drop off.
Oh, 100%.
Over the last decade, and the bosses have broken up the trades that much now. You got plasterers that only can fill. Stop it and, sand. And
some plasterers only hang, then someone else comes stop, someone else comes sand,
Yeah, and it's really broken down the trades, and, that licensing of trade will bring that all back together. I think it's massive for everyone.
It's better for productivity, it's better for safety, it's better for everybody, really, or the consumer. Welcome to the wonderful world of self-regulation. That's what happens in the building industry, and look what it is now.
Oh, you get an engineer sign off on photographs. They're not doing a job, and you get it. Look what happened at that Q Aquatic Centre. The whole roof collapsed. So,
they send drones to go look at stuff.
And you look at the plumbers and the sparkies with their license, and what it means to them. And it makes us, if we've all got licenses, it makes it stronger because you've got to take on all the unions. You know what I mean?
And then there's a plumber's board and everything that oversees stuff. So
all that plumbing, all that electrical stuff goes through our walls.
Yeah, exactly right.
If they collapse, I'd hate to be near a gas main or something. And I talk to carpenters and they look at sparkies and they say, well, they've spent 4 years learning three colours. Where's our light?
we're not anti-migrants either, but we do want them come in on a standard. You know what I mean? And not it sort of protects them too, because we see we've all seen the exploitation of the plasterers and all that. None of us want that.
Yeah, it's like anything. You can be a registered nurse in the Philippines, but you can't come here and be a registered nurse straight off the bat. You gotta
go do your test and make sure you got the right capabilities to do that. You know what I mean?
Our formwork is holding up all the concrete of all these buildings. Yeah, how is that not licensed?
So, mate, it's a great thing, mate. And we got, when's the next intake of the Brickies apprenticeship and the Chippies apprenticeship, the pre-apprenticeships down there at the training centre, mate?
The Brickies just had one. We're holding off a bit at the moment with the carpentry apprentices, but we'll when we start another pre-app, we'll definitely put it on our website.
Is there any courses the members that were a bit short on, or we should be pushing a bit more? Any courses down there, you know, we should give the members a shout-out to get down there and book in if they're available?
All the courses are available. Just the more you learn, the more you earn.
Yeah, that's right. The more employable you are too, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Dare to struggle, dare to learn. G'day, Aiden. Just while I got you on the line, you might fall in the scallywags this week, Liam, and we forgot to bring it up about when the Cummo Cup was on. If anyone had saw Liam's dog at the Cummo Cup, mate, it was red hot. It was purple. It came there purple and pink, wasn't it? I was going to call the RSPCA. Yeah.
Embarrassing. Well, wife's a dog groomer, so... Yeah.
Does a good job, so if anyone needs a dog groomer, don't call Liam down the training centre.
Hey, Liam, how's the fuel voucher going down with the apprentices?
Yeah, there's been a few little hiccups. Some apprentices, especially if they start straight away, they're not eligible to be members till they're signed up into a training contract.
Yep.
But working with people in the office, and we've got a lot of that sorted, but it's been very well received by the apprentices.
Yeah, how could it not?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's just, petrol's doubled in price, and, a tank of fuel is a tank of fuel, and it gets them to work, and they can spend money on eating.
Well, I was shocked that they didn't get the same travel as everyone. That's something we definitely need to look at.
That is wild.
What off the top of your head, what do the apprentices get for travel, Liam?
Travel?
Yeah.
It depends on what year they are.
Mm.
Between
43
and
54. Yeah, that needs to be sorted, because it costs the same as a pre-app as a fourth-year apprentice to get the work, doesn't it? You know?
And we're not getting the young apprentices where they get picked up when they're 15 and 16, you know what I mean, every day. They're actually, driving their own cars and carting their own gear and,
And they're driving, they're driving the same as a qualified person, exact same amount of kilometres and travel the same distance. Parking.
That's something we need to
look at. In the growth corridors too now, they've got to travel a lot further.
100%.
There's no public transport out there.
And the other thing, Liam, are we chasing any work for a few apprentices? Have we got a few that need homes?
Yeah, always chasing. We've got a pre-op group that's finishing up in 4 weeks. We've got some of them placed, but we could always do with more.
So if there's any bosses listening that need an apprentice...
Surely Casella can put one on.
Oh, surely. Surely, buddy. There's a few, Surely a few of the form workers can put one on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, some of the form workers have been very good and great supporters of us.
Others not so much.
Doesn't sound like that.
All right, Liam, you got any nominations for Scallywags before we let you go?
Not at the moment, no.
Any Suki Lalas? No.
Just some of these employers that say, yeah, we'll put on an apprentice, but we won't answer our calls.
Very disappointing.
Very un-Christian.
Very un-Christian.
All right, mate. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
On you, Liam. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, mate. He does a great job down there, Liam, and the whole team down there at the
He's never not working. He's always running someone around somewhere or got to go pick someone up to get him to work.
And he's always chasing... Like, we got young apprentices that are in domestic, and he's always even chasing up, money for them and all that, does a sterling job.
That's the Lord's work. It's the hard going stuff. On there, really, isn't it?
So we might cut to a track, and this is for the Viva the Restance. They're pumping out a few videos at the moment.
Resistance,
about
even.
The Resistance, the old boys. So this song's for yous. And that was for the Resistance. Viva the Resistance.
Yeah. Hasta la Victoria.
And we've had a couple of new organisers start this week, lads.
Dave Tawali.
Dave Tawali.
I saw him walking up the street.
Looking
a bit lost.
The Black Thunder from Frankston.
Thinking, what have I done here? A bit of soul searching.
Yeah. And Tame Krill started as well.
Dave, he's been a long-term shop steward, hadn't he? He worked at Lendlease, did
he? Was at Westfields at one stage too, I think.
Westfields, Frankston Hospital.
Heaps.
Been around for a long time.
I think you boys have had him as a steward.
Yeah.
Yep.
All good.
one of the very, very, very good, well looked at by the members.
Yep.
Especially.
It would be a good addition.
Very good run compliance and all that. They're all over it like a rash.
So good on Dave putting his hand up. There's a few more coming on. And also, Tamay Carrillo, her old man was a long time shop steward. Her brother was a shop steward. She's been a shop steward on multiple jobs as well. I think she's done a little bit of civil. I think she's done a bit of construction as well. Does a bit on tough as nails as well.
Yep.
So, you know, good for them to put their hand up in this climate. Yeah. You know, and I think we've got
difficult time to come on.
A few more coming on as well. So that, you know, that's good to see.
Good to see.
What else we got, boys? Oh, mate, a big shout out to Russell Houston.
Houston.
You said that name flawlessly.
I did, didn't I? Yeah, thank you.
Did you rehearse that?
No, Russell come in. He been ringing the office for his Concrete Gang merchandise. He come in and brought $500 worth of merchandise. We're nearly sold out already, so get in, get your hoodies, your shirts. They look gold, don't they? They're unreal, you know. Best ticket in town, limited edition. It's only going once, so you know, 50 years
gone.
So get in, get the merchandise. On the Concrete Gang, we're also the posters and the raffle tickets will be rolling out over the next week for the Concrete Gang do.
Which is the
Thirty-first of August.
Yep.
Also, we have.
Down at Leveson,
so that'll start at 12 o'clock. There's a $5,000 for the major raffle. There's a $5,000 gift voucher sponsored by PFG. There's also a $3,000
toolkit,
and there's also free financial planning services. So yep. that'll be part of the PFG. And there's a $1,000 door prize on the day. Yep. And there's going to be some.
We haven't got any of these prizes yet, so we're going to dig deep and find them.
We're
going to
dig deep right
now. They'll be available.
So if you don't buy the tickets, we probably won't be able to fund the raffle. So, you know, dig deep. Nothing like a bit of piss, you know, bit of like a piss poor performance.
Policy on the run.
We'll get there. We always do. Like we said, it's a big celebration and it's been a long time coming. So get down there in the RDO. We want everyone. We want.
So what's the date? Johnny Bushwell cracked it at me the other day.
The 31st of August on the RDO.
We'll be like him to crack it.
What
did he crack it about?
I didn't know the date off the top of my head, and he goes, "Don't call me." He just started losing it.
You know what?
He can.
He was absolutely right to do that. To be fair, we've had about four or five different dates. I can understand.
I blame the griller. We were all set. Yeah. The griller
planned a trip.
Planned a trip and then said, "Why'd you do it? You called us knuckleheads.
You knew I had that planned.
I know.
So
how dare we not know about the trip that he's been planning for years? Apparently.
So there'll be live music. There'll be live music. All the raffles and there'll be. On the day, the Pacifica lads and ladies are going to be doing meat raffles as well. It's just going to be a great celebration.
A bit of a carnival style. Yeah.
We want to get everyone down there.
Get down. It's all about community. That's what it's about.
And we've got the radiothon coming up on the 14th of June. So we'll be reaching out to everyone to call in. And
we'll be going live.
Absolutely live.
We've got to raise a record amount of money. So we need everyone in.
Yeah. And, you know, that'll be a great day. And, you know, and we're also looking at doing a YouTube sort of clip about, you know, the history of the Concrete Gang and getting some of the old host and all that, the bit of laugh and a few members as well, just saying, you know, taking the piss out of us.
Dust off the griller for a one night only.
But yeah, put the griller in a suit and get him out there. And
if he's in the country, he's always flying. Yeah,
he'd be on that park bench or something, walking in that park, wouldn't he?
Like Forrest Gump.
We are looking at, and we'll see, we're trying to make it work, where we might do one of the old school Bluey jackets, a limited edition made to order, so you have to, you know.
We're just trying to source the jackets now.
But they'll cost a couple of bucks, so they'll be made to order, you know what I mean? But we used to love the old Blueys, you know. So get in and we'll go from there. We've also, that's all we got on the Concrete Gang, but we've also got a campaign at the moment with labour hire companies. We've been looking at the amount of permanents versus casuals and some of these big bill jokes, you know. I know you've got the... what is it? Hoddle Street to
The
Burke Street? Is it Hoddle? Yeah.
Hoddle to Burke.
So we've got
Burke the tram.
Yeah, yeah, Hoddle the Burke. We've got on that job, we've got a labour hire company on that job. There's 74 people on that job. It's a big build job, and there's only two permanent workforce on that job.
Nothing to see here.
So this is the stuff. Some of these big build jobs are telling the labour hire companies that we only want casuals, and they're trying to casualise our workforce. Uh-huh. So we're going to have a campaign to get all these people on full-time. Uh-huh. We want full-time jobs. You want jobs that are guaranteed with a bit of pride. So we are looking at, because obviously the labour hire agreement's up at the moment. Well, it's coming up because it was only an 18-month agreement. We are going to put some clauses in there to make sure we get workforce and permanents get looked after. People want long-term jobs. They want job security. They want to be looked after.
And we'll see where the government stand on that.
Well, it's a government project.
Yeah. Because you know what? The politicians have got full-time work. Imagine if that was a labour hire job. And, imagine the casualisation of politicians. That'd be brilliant.
They've got to pay the extra loading.
They've got to pay the loading.
It's going to cost more. Put them on full-time for the duration of the job. If the job ends, it ends.
It's all a nightmare when you think about it. All these multinationals in there are pretty much just, they're not even self-performing.
Yeah.
They're just, they're a shadow principal contractor.
And they don't employ anyone.
No, exactly right.
And then when there's a hot day or a heat day come up, they go, oh, we don't want anyone, we don't want anyone. And mate, they're taking away, they're trying to ward air conditions, like you said, on government jobs. They wonder why these costs are blown out. 25% loading on all these jobs with and we're talking big money when you add it up over a whole workforce.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a need for casuals. There will be a need for casuals. Wow. But the vast majority should be permanent.
Well, for every four casuals, they could have had someone else on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so that's a big thing. So that's going to be a big campaign. There's also some other stuff in that. We've also been running a campaign on the shop fitters, which we're having a bit of success with at the moment.
We don't want to go too early, but they've all three majors have committed to sign in an agreement. So when they sign, we'll let the cat out of the bag. We don't want to go too early.
They've put the paperwork, but we are pushing in on these shop fitters and all that sort of stuff.
So I think that's been a pretty big win, you know, and not the best condition, so we've done all right there.
And I think we're also, I know we're running a bit of a campaign on the plasterers at the moment, you know, I think as of the 14th of August, all the compliances has to be paid, and also the payday super, so we're pushing pretty hard on that. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else, lads?
No, but just it's going to happen with all this negotiations coming up, because you can sit in it in South Australia. Remember we were talking about last week?
Yeah,
like the log of claims that they've got coming in.
Yep,
like it's in draft form. I know it's just draft form that what they're asking for, but when you read some of the stuff, like no side allowance for anything under 100 million.
Yeah,
talking about RDOs becoming flexible, so it's not locked in RDOs, stuff like that. There talking about, when they're consulting before an RDO, it only has to be 3 days. When they're talking about pouring concrete, you know what I mean, and it's bad weather coming up, it's down to the boss and the boss only to say whether it's safe to go ahead and do so. No consultation with the union representation for the members. Stuff like that there.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad stuff, and we probably will do that next week. We'll go through the whole lot, because there's a lot of stuff. We're getting a lot of feedback from builders and that. Let's be honest. They want to have a crack at us, and we'll go through that in the next show. We'll have some feedback on that. But we probably go in the scallywags right now. Well, who we got?
Camillo. They had a concrete formwork failure on Bay Road in Sandringham.
Yep.
On one of their jobs,
Oh, Hamilton Reno. How long did their pour go for?
Oh, Hamilton Marino on the northeast. Like, 17-hour continuous pour.
Same crew.
No consultation with anybody. Yeah.
And what we got? What do we got on CIG, lads? Because I haven't got the app.
CIG.
I think they were playing up out the country.
Yeah.
They were. Give me 1 second.
Oh, we've also, mate. There's been. I tell you what. There's a group of labour hire companies trying to get together to take us on.
Yeah. Oh,
but they're all ringing up separately, saying it's not them.
Yeah.
CIG. In the Inland Rail, they're going that good. WorkSafe stopped them for the access of their scaffolds.
Oh, please.
And silica.
So that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And apparently their workers have been sleeping in cars lately.
Sleeping in cars. Yeah. How low does that get?
Another government job.
Big bill job, looking after the workforce there, mate. Yep.
And Cleanaway, remember we had that campaign on Cleanaway ages ago in their office? Well, they've been underpaying IncoLink since 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit light on, eh?
Yeah. You get that.
So, have we got, all right, who are we going with there in the scallywag session?
The 17-hour pour.
Yeah, Hamilton Marino, 17-hour pour.
Sleeping in your cars.
Oh, that's a bit rough. Yeah.
That's a bit rough.
Can we go to the double whammy?
Yeah, we'll go to the dummy whammy. CIG for making the blokes sleep in the cars, and Hamilton Marino for be in Hamilton Marina. Yeah. 17 hours.
17 hours. I bet you none of the bosses were there.
So, yeah, we all agree on that.
Yep.
Who are we going with, Suki La? I'm going to go with Hamilton Marina. They're sucking about RDOs like no one's business. No wonder. Why would you want an RDO when you're doing 17-hour pause? You know? No one needs a break, do they?
It's funny how they can quote the EBA whenever it suits them, but when it comes to other things, it doesn't. No. That's come on. You gotta be flexible. Yeah, flexible.
Yes.
It's always the way.
Well,
John Pesciuto was suiting.
Was he?
But the SRL, he said it's a complete it's apparent that the funds have been mismanaged and all that. And I thought it was quite interesting coming from someone who's bankrupt, telling people that they're not spending money correctly.
He knows how to mismanage money. We'll give him that.
Yeah. After his court case with his...
Is he even around? We hardly even hear from him.
No. Yeah, when he got rolled, wasn't he? Because he was blooming with that other Liberal politician.
Oh,
yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, when they were murdering each other. Yeah. Now, they're all coming together. They're allies, like they're all friends. But I tell you what, there'd be more daggers in backs in that room than anywhere, mate.
You know what I laugh at is the opposition leader. She reads it like it's like she's reading off a teleprompter. She's have you seen the Anchorman? Yeah. She'd be like that.
She was at Waverley Forklifts the other day doing a promo, and she was on a forklift. I wonder if she's a paid-up member.
I wonder if she's got a ticket to be on a forklift. Yep. So, you know. So who are we going for, Suki La? Sean from Hamilton Marino.
Yeah, Hamilton's 100%. Hamilton Marino.
Who do you reckon?
Yep.
Hamilton Marino?
Yeah.
We better go out. We get to go out the same old way. Dare to struggle?
Dare to win.
You don't fight?
You lose.
And that's Good Morning from the Concrete Gang, and we're going out with Country Road.
Country Road. Almost heaven. West Virginia. Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me. Gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, a misty taste of moonshine, a teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.